Life as a Nephrologist, a podcast series by the National Kidney Foundation. I'm Laura Brereton, director of our Clinical Practice Guideline Development Program, KDOQI. Our goal with this podcast is to take a look at nephrology as a career and to encourage medical students and residents to choose it. We're exploring what day-to-day life is like for nephrologists at different points in their careers and highlighting their varying interests, projects, and stories.
In this episode, I spoke with two internal medicine residents, Dr. Lena Vainberg at Duke and Dr. Sam Kant at the University of Maryland, about their interests and experiences with nephrology to date. They discuss what draws them to the field, including various works of literature and gaps in medical education, and they explain the related work they've each been involved with so far. Sam and Lena have some great insights into what makes nephrology unique and how to conceptualize it among other medical specialties. Okay, so hi, Sam. Hi, Lena. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks, Laura. Glad to be here.
Great. So let's get to know both of you a little bit. Can you first tell me why you chose to go into medicine?
I guess I'll go first. So I actually come from a long line of female doctors. I'm fourth generation female physician in my family. So the setting was already set, but in reflecting how I had gotten into medicine, I remember as a little kid, I grew up always being told that knowledge is power. And I began to fall more and more in love with science as a child. And so I quickly realized what an amazing opportunity it would be to go into medicine and to be able to use knowledge as power to help others, which sounds kind of cheesy, but I think my answer has stayed the same through the med school process and the undergrad process. And I think I'll probably use that answer again when I apply for fellowship.
That's great. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, no, it's definitely very compelling, Lena. I've grown up in many countries. Over the years, I've really enjoyed interacting with people and being an ardent student of science, I think medicine was present at the intersection of both. So I went ahead and pursued medicine.
And both of you as residents have expressed an interest in nephrology. Can we talk a little bit about how you found this interest and what you're finding with your nephrology rotations or internal medicine rotations so far?
Absolutely. I've really given a lot of thought to why I want to do nephrology, so I might give you a slightly long-winded answer about that. I really liken my interest in nephrology to a book called Guns, Germs, and Steel, a book given to me by a nephrology mentor, Liam Plant, who's always seemed to have placed clues unconsciously in my ever circuitous path. As I read about the conditions leading to the establishment of civilization in the book, I kind of realized that there's a path that exists for me in nephrology, and it's kind of similar to that, a path that was kind of espoused by Joseph Campbell in his works From the Call of Adventure to Transformation. And then as a medical student, I encountered many patients with derangement in acid-base and alkaline physiology. I think I sought to understand the underlying mechanisms at a molecular level, and in the process, I think I became very fascinated with the minuscule yet complex nephron and its Herculean functions. At a macroscopic level, I think I was fortunate to use this understanding to help the cause that is central to all of us, the patients with renal diseases. I think as doctors, we routinely get involved with a personal life, even though albeit it could be momentarily, but some moments are crucial and end up being a permanent fixture in our memories. I think it is at these intersections I've gained new perspectives and added new facets to my professional purpose. Lastly, I think helping patients navigate the torturous trajectory of chronic kidney disease to the sometimes inevitable dialysis and then the life-altering transplant made me realize how nephrology in particular has defeated what was previously deemed to be fatal, and these accomplishments now appear to be ordinary happenstance. As I look to the future, I think I can envision being part of this transformative event for the patient.
Yeah, that's an amazing answer. So I actually agree with a lot of what you said. And I didn't realize that I was interested in nephrology until I got involved in a medical education project as a second year med student. And it was to help improve the renal curriculum. So after teaming up with the renal course director to develop and improve whatever the renal module we had in place was, this actually sparked my interest in the field. And I realized that the reason I love nephrology is because it is both a highly specialized field, but it's also a unique specialty. And in a lot of ways, you're a patient's primary care doctor. And you have to be able to be comfortable with managing every organ system. But you're also, like I had said, you're highly specialized. So you have this amazing understanding of the kidneys, but you also have to be comfortable with managing the heart and being comfortable with endocrinology, infectious disease, and understanding surgery. And it's one of those fields where you can't really just isolate into that specific organ system. You have to be able to have a meaningful understanding of everything in internal medicine. And the basic science is also so important. It dictates our clinical judgment day to day. And I think that that's pretty unique. We can sometimes really move away from the basic science in clinical practice. And I think you can't do that in nephrology. And I love that it's sort of the intersection of the two.
Lena, during medical school, you developed something called Project Nephron that you were able to implement and try out with your colleagues. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how it was received?
Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity. So I sort of just touched on it, but FAU, which is where I went to medical school, being fairly new, basically student involvement in the curriculum development was really highly valued. So I had the amazing opportunity to get involved. And the point of Project Nephron was to figure out a way to improve the renal core. Students had been complaining about the physiology being very complex. And so what we did was we came up with this project, and the purpose of it was to see if we can help medical students in a self-directed group learn renal physiology, histology, and pharmacology prior to discussing clinical cases. In other words, to not get overwhelmed by the science and just sort of tackle it in an interactive way in the beginning. And basically, each group of students received a poster of a nephron, a huge poster, with cells of different parts of the glomerulus. And the pathways for the anions and cation transfers were left blank. And at the very beginning of the course, before they had started all, you know, the small group learning and basically the physiology, every group had 8 students. And they would basically draw in and work through all of the nephron and fill in all the cation and anion, basically all of the relevant parts of the nephron that would then help them tackle the cases. And as you went through the cases, you would then be able to add where certain medications work or where certain pathophysiology processes occur. And that sort of helped understand, with having that poster hanging in your small group room, you could always refer back to it and add to it and keep referring to the actual science and not this abstract nephron that is super complex, but rather have it right there, then and there, to be able to help you understand the actual clinical relevance of nephrology. It ended up being a hit with the students. We had conducted a study to see whether or not they found it helpful, and they did. And we got the chance to present it at ASN, and a lot of renal course directors wanted to implement it in their curriculum as well. So it was a very exciting opportunity.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Congratulations on that opportunity.
Are you expanding this to other places, Lena?
So we already have started a lot of different programs after ASN last year. I actually shared it with them, and they were able to implement it in their undergraduate medical curriculum. So it's been really great. And we're working on something called Kidney Zone now at Duke. It hasn't gone live yet, but once it does, it'll feature different tools that will be really helpful for medical students and residents.
That's fascinating. Do you know if other medical schools have the approach of not teaching the different parts of the nephron before delving into casework? Is that unusual?
So it's not that they don't teach that. It's just it's more traditional in that they just, there are certain chapters in a book, get comfortable with them, and then or a bunch of slides in a lecture, and then you sort of just move quickly through them as you do with all material in medical school. And then I think you never really get a chance to feel comfortable with it. And the point of Project Nephron was to take a step away from the traditional approach and have small groups work together, fill in the nephron, fill in all the intimidating, basically basic science of it, and then have it hang there and help you guide how you work through the pharmacology and the pathology, and always being able to reference back to the nephron at any given point of time. Without flipping back through a book, it's always there. And it's like a constant reminder of how important the intricacies of the basic science are. And not just having the big poster in the room, we also made, after the group had completed their big poster, we would make smaller versions for all the students to have and be able to carry with them so that they can refer back to it wherever they are. They don't have to just be studying in that room to have easy access to it.
Yeah, I kind of see what you mean. And I think in a lot of medical schools, they're now moving towards doing a course on renal physiology. So I think whenever I speak to students, they're fascinated to see how great it can be. So I think the Project Nephron sounds really good, Lena.
So speaking of nephrology education more generally, what do you both think could be done to improve it in medical school? Is there something that can make it more understandable or attractive to medical students?
Yeah, I think, I've always noticed students coming back from their renal physiology course saying, geez, this was actually really good. I think when it comes to residency, many institutions, nephrology is not a core rotation. So residents are unable to actually see how fascinated it can be and do not get one-on-one exposure to nephrology mentors. I think it's essential to get exposed for about at least a month. And then even if nephrology may not be your eventual career goal, it just helps to develop an enhanced understanding of acid-base electrolytes and these disorders being a culmination or indication of many disease processes in medicine. And as a resident, I think you see a constant barrage of these disorders during your inpatient or ICU encounters. Also, it helps you be comfortable with dialysis patients who we also frequently encounter during our rotations and in turn have a myriad of issues that encompass nearly all subspecialties of medicine. I think, and above all, you get to see the ever influential and charismatic leaders in nephrology. So you're actually building a solid foundation for internal medicine, which will bode well for any subspecialty choice that you might want to pursue.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, I had a lot of very similar points. I think, so for medical school, it's hard because you, as a third year, you have your set electives that you have to do. That is kind of baseline for all medical schools across the country. And I think fourth year, a lot of people may or may not do an elective in nephrology. And I'm sure it's available at most places, but it's not mandatory. And it's also not typically mandatory in residency as well. I know that at Duke, we have a 2-week rotation of nephrology consults, which you do at some point either in your first or second year. And I think having a formal elective would really go a long way because, as Sam had mentioned, so many times we're managing dialysis patients on the floors and gen med in cardiology, you name it. And we don't necessarily, I don't think we have a full understanding of how to do so. And I think that it would go a really long way if we did have some sort of formal training in it during residency. And as far as just sort of making it better for medical students overall, I think that this is the theme we see in a lot of medical education right now, just taking a step away from traditional lecture style teaching to more interactive ways of approaching the field. And that will, I think, also hopefully increase interest in the field by not overwhelming people with just traditional basic science lectures, but also helping students understand how multifaceted the field is and that there are different ways you can approach it.
Yeah, it really is multifaceted. I'm wondering if there's anything else about nephrology that you think medical students or early year residents might not realize.
Absolutely. I think a significant proportion of admissions on the floor and ICU, and not just pertaining to internal medicine, involve some aspect of nephrology, even down to the most basic and probably most misunderstood IV fluids. Having an understanding of many esoteric concepts of nephrology can make life easier for the medical student, incumbent interns, and residents. In many ways, you're also a master of your field, yet you're adept with dealing with most aspects of internal medicine with finesse. As a nephrology trainee, you're also dealing with not only assisting other subspecialties of internal medicine, but also general surgery, cardiothoracic surgery, or OBGY, etc. As a result, you're actually truly a multifaceted physician. I'd like to mention a very interesting thing that I read in the New Yorker magazine. One of my heroes, Atul Gawande, mentioned in this really seminal article called Heroism of Incremental Care. He talks about how medicine is split into two aspects of heroism, wherein fixing problems in one stroke, and the other aspect is incremental care, small, steady steps to prevent or fix problems. No other specialty really offers us to be long-term incrementalists for our patients, you know, say in the clinic, floors, dialysis units, and then also to be comfortable in the high-stakes environment of the ICU.
That is so true. So I think that what makes nephrology very unique, and what I don't think I realized as a medical student, was that at any given day, you go from being someone's outpatient physician and managing somebody who has had a transplant 10 years ago and essentially is thriving, and it's almost like a social visit in the clinic, to going to the floors or the ICU and dealing with acute kidney injury or something like glomerulonephritis. And it's just so varied and dynamic, and you can be both outpatient and inpatient, which might be true for a lot of different specialties, but I think that the breadth is much wider. And you really do get the full breadth of disease in nephrology, and it's fascinating. You can go from managing transplant patients to just going back to the basics of acid base in the ICU, and I think that's really great.
So one thing you both mentioned is that nephrology is often not a core residency rotation, and I'm guessing that means that you're not exposed to as many nephrologists or people who are passionate about it. How much of an influence do you think mentorship has on specialty choice, both in nephrology and other medical specialties?
I think that mentorship is everything. In a lot of ways, I look back on my experience in medical school and realize that my favorite rotations and my interests within medicine all had to do with the mentors, and mostly not much with the actual day-to-day. And I think that in reflecting specifically on nephrology, at not having a formal elective, I became interested in the field after I started working on Project Nephron, but my mentor sort of took me under his wings at that point and just helped me get to where I am now. And if it wasn't for my mentor, I wouldn't have realized how interested I was in the field and the different research opportunities that there are, and how fast the field is growing and how much room there is for us to pursue.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally second that. I think my biggest inspiration was derived from mentors. I think as we go forth in our endeavors in medicine, it is our mentors that remain our watchful guardians. My foray and continued interest in nephrology can be attributed to mentors I've encountered at every chicane. It is these mentors that have embedded me in, you know, to have the curiosity to seek answers through research, and above all, to be part of the circle, to give back to the students through teaching. I wasn't surprised when a study recently published in CKJ, looking at motivation for current nephrologists to pursue the specialty, found that role models were pivotal in encouraging specialization in nephrology, particularly those encountered in early postgraduate training. The diversity, diagnostic challenge, and cross-specialty knowledge was highlighted, as well as the ability to, quote-unquote, make difference to the patient's lives.
Okay, so maybe we could talk a little bit more as residents currently, when you're rotating through nephrology, what are some of the more impressionable parts of the specialty for you both?
I think apart from being able to add another dimension to my understanding of concepts, I previously thought were really esoteric, and learning that I could be a long-term comrade to my patients, I think it's the variety of nephrology. I think in any given day, you're not only dealing with the aforementioned, as I was going on and on about acid-base electrolytes, but also the ever-interesting forms of acute kidney injury. I think I'm a lot involved with a lot of studies involving glomerulonephritis, which is multifarious in the number of disorders, associations, and also treatment. Then you're also seeing various forms of life-saving renal replacement therapies, such as hemodialysis, the new and upcoming home hemodialysis, or even peritoneal dialysis and continuous renal replacement therapies. And then lastly, I was recently on a rotation that involved seeing a lot of transplantation. So you could see how much of a holy grail this is. This is completely in line with what previous studies have also shown, that the number one predictor of doctors choosing respective specialties, not just nephrology, and their continued satisfaction in them is diversity of work.
I could not agree more. Reflecting on my experience in nephrology so far in residency has taught me that you are never seeing the same thing over and over again. It's never dull. You have a lot of different hats. And in a lot of ways, you go from being people's primary care doctor to a consultant in the hospital. And this past month, I was in the clinic with a patient who my preceptor had known for some time, and he was taking care of his dad. And now this patient was getting sick, and he was now taking care of him. And he had gotten to know this family so well. And it's experiences like that that I love, and I didn't realize existed until I got to residency, specifically in nephrology. And also, the science and the pathophysiology behind every case is truly amazing. In the past couple of weeks on GenMed, we've seen things like granulomatosis, polyangiitis, and its involvement with the kidneys. And while it's managed by the GenMed team and the rheumatologists, the nephrologists were also key consultants in weighing in on how to manage it. And it was just an amazing experience, and continues to spark my interest in nephrology.
So you are both a real advertisement for the specialty. Thank you so much. Because you're both probably going to be applying for nephrology fellowships, do you have any questions about working as a nephrologist, topics that we should address on future episodes and ask people in the field?
So I know that there is a episode that was recorded sort of day in the life of a nephrologist, but I suppose I would like to hear experiences from different nephrologists that sort of may focus on different parts of the field, and just to see the diversity of the day-to-day that could occur. We get exposure to academic nephrology, but I would love to also hear a little bit about somebody who primarily does transplant versus primarily does consulting, and just getting an understanding of how there are different ways to be a part of the field.
Sure, it's kind of more subspecialties.
Yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I totally agree with Lynn again. I think, you know, we could cover a lot of nephrologists who are, you know, influential, not just in their own field, but in general medicine as well. I think when you log into social media, you see so many of nephrologists are, I won't say dictating, but also are directing a lot of the discussion, since, you know, you could see that nephrology is a confluence of so many specialties. So if we could bring on some of those nephrologists and, you know, talk about their experiences, and I'm sure, you know, life does look very different in their rear view mirror. So it would be, I think, a really helpful thing for, you know, people who are considering nephrology.
That's really helpful. Well, thank you so much, Sam and Lena, for talking with me today. And listeners, we'd love to hear from you. If you are a medical student or a resident considering nephrology, and you have a question about working in the field, or if you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about your career as a nephrologist, please email us at nkfpodcast@kidney.org.